We have more details on the situation in Iran. Iran had a December 31st deadline to agree to the deal to ship out most of its uranium. That's a UN deadline that was set in October. And in return, Iran was going to get fuel from a medical reactor. Clearly, the deadline has now passed. Joining us now is Kajra Naji. He's a special correspondent for BBC Persian Television. Kajra, did Iran take any moves to meet the deadline?
Absolutely not. The deadline was by and large a non-event in Iran. Iranian leaders are up to their neck in trouble, facing a very strong opposition on the streets of Tehran and other big cities. Any concession on any foreign policy issue would have been fatal for a weakened regime. So I don't think Iranian leaders are going to tear their hair out now that they've missed the deadline.
Well, you're just talking about the ongoing street protests that have been going on almost since this summer's elections. But I'm wondering, the UN and President Obama have threatened some very tough sanctions. Is that something in the Iranian government is concerned about?
Well, I think they would be concerned about, because, you know, it will pile on more pressure on Iran at the time that they are facing this trouble at home. And it's not a prospect that any government would cherish. But nevertheless, as I said, the internal dynamics are more important these days.
Well, speaking of those internal dynamics, Iran's opposition leader, Mir Hossein Mousavi, announced this morning that he's ready to die. And that seems like it comes out of nowhere from this side of the ocean. What does that mean?
No, I mean, inside Iran, there were speculations that Mir Hossein Mousavi and the other leader of the opposition were about to get arrested. And on the streets of Tehran in the last few days, there have been very important speakers, senior clergymen, who've been calling for their execution, in fact, if they don't repent. So things were pretty tense. So this statement says basically that, don't worry, I'm not going to worry about getting arrested or executed. And he says arresting me or executing me or other leaders of the opposition is not going to resolve the problems.
Okay, thanks so much. That's Kajra Naji. He's a special correspondent for BBC Persian Television.